Brittany friends and my neighbors. I'm going to speak for a very short time because my guest, or my host, I'm sorry, that has invited us here tonight, did not realize this was countywide. So I was not really prepared to give 5 minutes tonight, so I'm going to introduce myself and invite you to please reach out to me. My literature is in the back, and I'm on Facebook as Kimber L.A. Crabtree. And also, just kind of introduce myself and tell you some of the issues that everyone in this county has coming to me and saying, you know, this is really important to what we're wondering. And so I'm going to kind of touch on that. But my name is Kimberly Crabtree, as I said, and I'm pleased to be here this evening and spend a few minutes to introduce myself. I'm currently a graduate student. I have worked in business since I was 18 years old, so I really understand, and I went into retail management right from high school, and I graduated from Valley High School, and so I was prepared by what I learned there to go right into the workforce until I later attended college. My most important work, I believe, has been done, and if I could boast of nothing else, is the mother of 5 sons. I'm the mom of 5 sons. So 3 of them are still in Smith Valley schools. I am 6 generations to Lyon County from Smith Valley and then also from Yerington. So I really believe that this county is so unique and so precious, and it's a very important and special place to carry out one's American dream. And the educational system here must reflect that, and it always has. And in my heart, this is a county-wide race for myself. So I do not think, oh, I'm just running for Smith Valley and I just have my, you know, views. To me, Lyon County is a gem, and every school is just as important. Thank you, I saw that. Thank you. And so the things that people have been coming and talking to me about most, and that are my vision, is classical education, adding back some of our trades that, you know, have been taken out of school. This is maybe the largest one, is everybody is worried about teaching for the test. We all know what that means. There are things that can be done, and I'll say that in just a moment. But the last thing is that people have come to me with concerns too for their students that are special ed students. And you say, well, what can one person do? Well, first of all, a lot of information can go back to the county, and I know how to do that, in getting the taxpayer and the parents and the people involved in the county. And the other thing is that I feel that, you know, that people do things all over America that are just amazing, and we're Americans and we should be able to do that. There are answers, and other school boards have done things, and so it just needs, in my heart, I feel like, you know, to be looked at more deeply. And so if you have any questions, please reach out to me individually, call me, text me, hit me up on Facebook, and I really appreciate your time tonight, okay? Thank you.